CIS, more than 2 million migrants to get coronavirus checks. By Neil Munro on March 22, 2021. Foreign migrants and their U.S.-born children could get almost $4.4 billion in coronavirus checks from American taxpayers, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. The migrants are living in the United States under a variety of conditional and temporary legal approvals. They include roughly 650 migrants with Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, and 411,000 migrants with Temporary Protected Status, TPS. The migrants also include 882,000 migrants who have temporary legal handholds in the very complicated immigration process, plus 700,000 illegal migrants using stolen Social Security numbers. Overall, roughly 2.1 million of these non-Americans have incomes low enough to qualify for the checks, according to the CIS report. That population also has roughly 1.1 million U.S.-born children, who get citizenship by being born in the United States. The checks could average out to roughly $2,000 per non-American. In total, illegal immigrants could receive an estimated $4.38 billion in stimulus checks from the new COVID relief bill, $2.85 billion directly, and another $1.53 billion on behalf of their children, according to the CIS. On a national scale, the economic giveaway is minor in a $1.9 trillion spending bill. Moreover, many illegals work long hours and pay income taxes and sales taxes while they work for relatively low wages. But the giveaway helps the illegals and migrants stay to compete for the good jobs and decent housing needed by Americans, including roughly 17 million unemployed Americans, as well as the millions of Americans employers would rather not hire, train, and manage. So the coronavirus giveaway process helps to drive down Americans' wages and raise their housing costs. Democrats support the checks because they want the poor migrants to stay in the United States long enough to get citizenship and voting rights. Democrats also wish to blur the distinction between free-speaking Americans and the many millions of poor migrants who are grateful to Democrats for the chance to live in the United States. Business groups also support the checks because much of the money will flow into their retail stores, grocery chains, and apartment rentals. The population of illegals who will get checks may be far larger than 2.1 million, CIS notes. Not included in these numbers are an estimated, by SSA, 600,000 former guest workers employed illegally who use the Social Security number issued to them when they were in status. Although they should not be eligible for checks, we have been unable to determine what steps the government takes to actually prevent them from receiving payments. The same is true for the 1.8 million illegal immigrants SSA has estimated use Social Security numbers and names that do not match.